Teresa Sakutica is known to many Canadians as a Canadian Idol star, and we'll get back to that, but I just want to go on record now as saying that the Ukrainian-Canadian community has first dibs on you, Teresa. We definitely claim you as one of our own.
Well, that's perfectly fine with me.
So congratulations on your musical success, and, you know, I have to say that the community, Ukrainian community, really is where you started, though. It's, I mean, we spawned you, and we sent you off to the world, where you're doing wonderful things musically. So let's just start with that. First of all, welcome to Nash Holos.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us here. I first learned about you, and I heard you sing a solo on this album, and I said, this girl is going to go somewhere. This was years back when I got the album by Lastilka Ukrainian Choir and Orchestra, and you sang Verbovaya.
Zashchichka.
That's right. And you were very young, though, when you first sang that song.
Yeah, I think I started singing that solo when I was about 18 years old. And I guess it was, the director of the choir, Larry Klapushchuk, was just such an inspiration to me and kind of the reason I went into music. And that specific solo was really touching for me to do because it was in Bile Holos and it was such a traditional Ukrainian voice. And I never really thought that I had it in me, but Larry really believed in me. So it was it's one of my favorite songs to sing. It's so beautiful.
It is. Now, you come from a very musical family because your sister is also involved in, her voice is on very many recordings as well of Ukrainian folk songs.
Right, with the trio Voloshka. Right?
Mm-hmm.
She has about 5 albums with them, so it's a whole lot of recording that they did while they were together.
Yeah. And so your parents are musical as well? I mean, your whole family is musical.
Yeah, my father plays the accordion. He's pretty accomplished. He doesn't really practice much anymore, but he'll be playing with me at the show in Parksville. And my father's brother, Michael, is an unbelievable musician as well, and who's the guy who sort of organized this whole show for me. And I grew up playing violin, and my sister Christina grew up playing the flute, and Elaine, she played the trumpet. Music was always a humongous part of our life. And when it wasn't music, then it was Ukrainian dancing or anything Ukrainian. My parents really forced it upon us, and I'm so glad that they did because I realize now in my later life how much I really appreciate those days.
So you grew up in this musical atmosphere. When did you decide to study music?
Well, I had finished a year in arts and science at the University of Saskatchewan with the intent to go into nursing because my mother's a nurse and I kind of have the nursing gene in me. Like, I love to care for people. My sister is also a home care employee as well. And we're all very caring people. And that was something that I thought maybe I would like to do in my life. And I finished a year of arts and science and realized that it wasn't really where my head was at. And so I kind of did some research of smaller community colleges around Canada and sort of thought, this is the only time I'm really happy, you know, when I'm playing music. And I love playing the violin. So at that point, I was just singing in the folk choir, and I had just been in a musical. So I was sort of involved in musicals, and I really thought that maybe I'd like to be in the theater program or something. And so I started taking... Actually, I was studying classical voice, which was so the opposite of what I'm doing now, but I started with a minor in violin and was studying German Lieder and Italian arias, and it was just like, wow, this is maybe not where I should be headed, you know? So once my first year, the first semester even went by of studying all this classical music, though I love it and it's beautiful and it totally taught me how to sing, but it wasn't really where my heart was at. So I started getting more into the contemporary side of music and started learning all about jazz and then just got addicted to that for the next year and a half. And then that's sort of what, like, I just adored Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday and Sarah Vaughan and all of these unbelievable singers. And I felt like that's sort of where I wanted to head. And so I studied jazz for a couple of years and then tried to make it as a jazz singer playing here and there. But when I really started to make it my life was after Canadian Idol, for sure. Because I had other full-time jobs and things like that I was, you know, you have to make money sometimes. But then Canadian Idol came around and it was like, oh my God, this is a possibility. This might not be so far-fetched for this to be my life, which I was so glad to, I feel so honored to say that I can do this for my life. It's pretty awesome.
Well, that was really, that was an exciting thing. It was exciting for many people in the Ukrainian community. Hey, there's Natasha on there, and she is kick butt. It's a family show, got to watch my language. Yes, so how did the whole Canadian Idol thing start?
I was really, because like I said, I was really into the jazz side of things. I sort of thought when, you know, the first season happened and my friends in Edmonton were just saying, oh, Teresa, next year you got to do this, you know, like, just do it. And I was like, oh, no, I'm kind of more into jazz, you know, like, that's where I'm headed. And I want to study this and get it right. And then I was living in Edmonton at the time. And then I was kind of forced to move back to Saskatoon because I kind of got sick with a stomach problem and I ended up moving back in with my parents. And I was 22 at the time. I was like, oh man, moving back in with the parents, you know, no, this can't be happening.
Oh.
But my sister was the one who really pushed me to try out for Canadian Idol. And I tried out at, it was a radio show that said that like the winner of this radio show would jump the line to see the celebrity judges at Canadian Idol. And I sort of said, like, I'm not going to be camping out in March in Saskatchewan to, you know, line up for this show that I don't even know what it's about, you know? Like, I had never seen the show. I had no idea what to think. And I was like this freaked out jazz singer that didn't know what had hit her. But my sister forced me to go out to that radio show, and then I ended up winning it. And
wow,
I didn't have to stand in line or go through all of the crazy hoops that you have to jump through to see the celebrity judges, because not all 9,000 people who tried out that year got to see the celebrity judges. So there's a lot of different screening, and which I had no idea it even happened. I didn't really know. Because I won that radio show, it was a huge opportunity. It changed my life. It honestly did.
Huh. And so in 2004, then you were the first runner-up. And
that's right.
Yeah, and congratulations on that. You know, everybody was so excited. And fortunately, there are lots of clips on YouTube. So so in retrospect, get some of that excitement. But it was exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
I feel so honored to have gone through something so insane. And it was just meeting so many wonderful people and just having the opportunity to create a life in music was just, it was unbelievable to me.
So from Canadian Idol then, you were able to get contracts and you've recorded several CDs now.
Yeah, well, my first album, I did it completely independently and I sort of wanted to strike while the iron was hot and I wanted to do all of those Idol songs because, you know, it was important for me to sing them because they, you know, gained me so much popularity.
Mm-hmm.
And so my first album was an album full of jazz standards and a bunch of those Canadian Idol songs. And I released it independently, and CTV helped me a lot to promote it, and it ended up going gold in Canada, which is like unheard of.
Wow, well,
yeah.
Congratulations. That is fabulous.
Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, that was like 6 years ago, but I definitely, it created a nice nest egg for me to be able to have a career. And then with my second record, I ended up signing with Maple Music and a good run with them, but I'm currently independent again. And I think that's the way that I need to be. The music business has changed so much since Canadian Idol, like that's 7 years ago. And it's just so much more available as an independent artist. And, you know, with all of the social media and things that have changed and, you know, you're not really selling units of CDs anymore. It's all digital or else people are just downloading it, which is pretty awful, but it's just the way it's so easy to get yourself out there. And I think it kind of it works for me. Like some days I wish I had someone lighting a fire under my butt, but it's still nice to feel like you're completely attached to it. And it's, you know, you're not like getting people to do all of these jobs for you, you know?
Yeah.
You feel like you're invested in it entirely.
Yeah. And it is that
cool.
Yeah. And then it makes it easier to engage with your audience that way. It makes it more genuine. And
Absolutely.
So for them, it's just more of a, it's a deeper experience, I guess. And there's just that much more bonding going on with your fan base.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're coming to Parksville in September.
That's right. Yeah, my aunt and uncle live in Parksville with their two kids, and my grandparents live in Nanaimo, and my two other uncles as well live in Nanaimo. And we're having a big family reunion the whole week, so I do the show, and then we go fishing and golfing and all sorts of cool stuff.
Well, really looking forward to having you out here. It's great to know that you visit often, so hopefully we can talk again and keep tabs on your musical career. And you have... You've released Ukrainian Roots, and that was...
Just December.
Yeah, coming up to a year then. And do you have any plans to release another Ukrainian album?
Well, I'm planning on going to Ukraine next summer. I would like to do a lot of unknown songs and perhaps do some research once I'm in Ukraine on some composers, and maybe even if I can get to study with someone like Veryovka or something like that, and really... I don't know. I want to take my time with the next one. And I mean, not that I didn't take my time with this one. It took me like 4 months to make. But I just really want to take my time and research what songs I want to do. But maybe, you know, like maybe in the next 2 years I'll have another one. We'll see. I have to get another original record out because I have about 19 songs that I've been working on. So it's time to get those ones all recorded.
Okay. So the album that you're working on now, is it jazz?
No, the album that I'll start recording here in Montreal will be a bunch of original songs that I've written. So they need to be recorded. It's about time.
Aha, great. Well, good luck, and definitely keep us posted with the progress of your Ukrainian recording.
I will.
And any concerts, especially. And next time you come out to the coast again, let us know.
Oh, I for surely will. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming on, Sholos, and talking with us. And look forward to seeing you in Parksville.
And Teresa Zakirka will be performing live in Parksville on Saturday, September 10th at the Parksville Conference Center. That's 132 East Jensen Avenue in Parksville. Tickets are $35 for adults, $15 for children age 7 to 14, and children 6 and under free. And there will also be a silent auction, with the art of Peter Shostak and Faye St. Marie and others, as well a performance by the Vistna Ukrainian dancers. So, a very exciting program in Parksville on September the 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. To book your tickets, call 250-585-5293. Again, for tickets to see Teresa Sakirka live in Parksville, that number is 250-585-5293. See you there.